Good morning. For the past several weeks, the gospel reading we have heard about the parables of Jesus Christ in response to the questions posed to him by the Pharisees, Sadducees, and the chief priests. We had the parables of the laborers in the vineyards, the parables of the two sons, the wicked tenants, and the parables of the banquet. And last week, we had the sneaky questions posed to Jesus about paying off taxes. Jesus preached to the people solely about love, hope, and joy. His preaching contradicted the teaching of the Pharisees. Their teachings about the laws, that is, which law they could benefit at the time of their teaching. Jesus made it clear through his teaching that our Lord God is a loving God, and worshiping him is quite simple and not complicated. Our gospel for today showed how the Pharisees and the Sadducees gathered again together, and one of them, who is a lawyer, thought he could test Jesus with his tricky question. They all forgot they were dealing with our Lord. How can you test the person that I've seen you before you were born? He asked, "Teacher, which commandment is the greatest?" Jesus answered, "You shall love the Lord with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbors as yourself." I believe the lawyer was shocked and frustrated. He probably expected Jesus to focus on the laws just like them. Our Lord took the whole law and compressed it to one word, love. Love is not a passive word. It is a deliberate chosen word by Jesus, because the word love is an action word. Jesus picked out two significant commands of God, both from the Old Testament, and both centered on the word love. If we can ask the question, therefore, how do we love God? We are to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, in all our thinking, doing, feeling, and all we do. Accepting him by submitting ourselves to him and giving control of our lives. We need not to forget anyway, because he's already in control. Loving God means honoring, obeying, and staying in constant relationship with him. It is okay and human to question, why should we love God who has not saved us from all the difficulties we might be going through? Or sometimes doubt. Or ask the question, why should we love God that did not save our loved ones from dying? Or why should we love the God who did not answer our prayers? Brothers and sisters, our Lord God has a plan for all of us. We must keep the faith and trust him. As the Bible says, he will not place on us or give us something that we cannot handle. The story of the Good Samaritan defines neighbor as an individual who needs to receive our mercy. Therefore, loving our neighbors or others includes being merciful toward others. If we can ask the question again, who is considered to be our neighbor? And how do we love our neighbors as ourselves? Jesus Christ's teaching is about love, acceptance, hope, tolerance, to be joyful in the Lord, and goodness to one another. Loving our neighbors as ourselves is about treating them with respect. Rather than merely professing compassion, loving someone or others is about our actions. Loving our neighbors means acting in their best interest, no matter what, even if this neighbor gets on our last nerves. We might say, I've done everything humanly possible to treat this individual right. But he or she still treats me with disgust. No matter what I do, it is not good enough. But Jesus is commanding us today to treat them with respect, kindness, and be good to them. Bless them with your kindness, and do not even forget to pray for them. Also, I believe, as members of the Episcopal community, as written in the Book of Common Prayers, page 848, tells us about our duty to our neighbors. He writes, our duty to our neighbors is to love them as ourselves and to do to other people as we wish them to do to us. To love, honor, and help our parents and family. To honor those in authority and to meet their just demand. To show respect for the life God has given us. To work and pray for peace. To bear no malice, prejudice, or hatred in our hearts. And to be kind to all the creatures of God. To use our bodily desires as God intended. To be honest and fair in our dealings. To seek justice, freedom, and the necessity of life for all people. And to use our talents and possessions as one who must answer for them to God. To speak the truth and not instead to mislead others by our silence. To resist temptation to envy, greed, and jealousy. To rejoice in the other people's gifts and graces. And to do our duty for the love of God who has called us into fellowship with them. This is what we believe as Episcopalians and written in the Book of Common Prayer. Jesus' narration to the commandment is one word, like I indicated, love. I find this very helpful for me. Hymn 593 of the hymnal book, verses 1, 2, and 4, concerning our loving our neighbors as ourselves. Verse 1 said, Lord, make us servants of your peace. Where there is hate, may we sow love. Where there is hurt, may we forgive. Where there is strife, may we make one. 2 says, where there is doubt, may we sow faith. Where all is gloom, may we sow hope. Where all is night, may we sow light. Where there is tears, may we sow joy. 4 says, may we not look for love's return, but seek for love unselfishly. For all in our giving we receive, and in forgiving are forgiven. These are what we believe in. Therefore, this instruction given to us by Jesus Christ, we have no meaning unless it is applied to those who are in need. I suggest we look at our surroundings concerning issues about social justice and how certain fellow men and women are mistreated based on their circumstances. Maybe the question we should ask ourselves this morning is, how do I treat the person who delivers pizza to my house? How do I treat the lady or man that is packing my groceries at the store? How do I treat the person who is cutting my yard? How do I treat the elderly around me? Do I look away if I see an elderly person that needs my help? How do I treat the person that is sitting next to me at the church? How do I treat my in-laws? How do I treat the people with mental illness? Brothers and sisters, what I find beautiful about our faith is that we do not have to be perfect, because no one is perfect but God. All God requires of us is our heart, and to try our best to be kind towards others. I'm encouraging us to go out this week through our actions to bring hope and joy to at least one person. Your act of kindness to whoever you have contact with this week might be a life changer or saving a life. as we may never know what the other person might be going through. Making a person laugh might be what he or she needs to pass through the hectic day and brighten their day or possibly give them hope. May Almighty Father continue to strengthen our faith in him so we might submit ourselves to him and give us the grace to see Jesus in all our neighbors. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.